You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. It's primary election day. Let's see what's going on in a couple of city clerks' areas around the state.
Okay. Hello. My name is Chris Swope. I'm the city clerk of Lansing.
Thanks for being with us today, Chris.
Glad to be here.
How's it looking? Did you get many absentee votes in the run-up to today?
Yes, we got well over double what we had 4 years ago. In 2016, we had 5,000 absentee votes. And this year, we've issued about 11,700, so quite an increase.
Have a lot of people who requested the ballots been returning them relative to how that's worked in the past?
Yes, we still have quite a few to come in, but we haven't seen today's mail. As of yesterday, we still had about 1,700 ballots left to be returned. Hard to predict exactly how many of those we will get back, but we know we'll get several hundred at least.
The process of tabulating absentee ballots is different than the way in-person votes are counted. How much more staff did you need to do both?
We added several people we've always had an absent voter counting board, but in the past year, we've increased the number, so we've got about a dozen more than we used to have for this election. Looking forward to November, we're going to need even more.
What are you looking for today that might inform the things you'll need to do in November?
Well, one of the things we need to figure out is whether to add a whole nother scanning station, which we believe we need. And then we also have a second computer where you adjudicate things like a voter who made a mark that the machine doesn't know if it's a valid vote or not because it's not quite filled in very much. So we have a computer where we can review those and trying to determine, whether we need to have two of those or whether we can have two scanners and one adjudication station or two of both. So that's one of the assessments we're trying to figure out, although the problem is with a short ballot with not many offices on it, it's not giving us enough data.
Given the new things that are in play this time around, from registering to vote in person to the increased number of absentee ballots, can you give us a sense of how much extra work or how much more difficult this primary is to administrate, maybe on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say it's about a 7 in terms of increased complication and workload. With the voters coming in to vote on election day, register and vote on election day in our office, that's adding a lot to our workload. And then we will have to include those in the absent voters as well. It's just a lot more complex from beginning to end.
Are a lot of your poll workers returning workers?
Oh, yes. Most of them, almost all of them are. And we have a great team of people who are faithful to this process. There's always a need for new people, though.
How's the experience been for them trying to put some new procedures into work?
They're pretty open to change. They appreciate the fact that voters have a lot of options. Sometimes it's a little complex to explain all of the options to the voters, but they're handling it very well.
How late do you expect to be working this evening?
Oh, I hope to get out by midnight or 1 o'clock, but I wouldn't be surprised if I don't meet that goal.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Let us know if you need additional stores of coffee.
Okay, will do.
Chris Swope is city clerk for Lansing. Next up is Joel Hondorp, the Grand Rapids city clerk. Joel, how was turnout looking today?
Going in today, we've issued over 16,000 absentee ballots. We had municipal elections last year, so we're kind of used to this absentee turnout. Other communities obviously haven't. So we had a little bit of insight of how this was going to go. We're seeing precincts anywhere from 100 to 200 voters so far. So we're monitoring it. watching it. So it looks like a normal election for us.
Based on your experience with city elections last time around, what was your plan today for opening the absentee ballots and tabulating?
Well, we're doing exactly what we did last November. And then we added, so we have, in November, we had two high-speed tabulators. This year, we have three high-speed tabulators.
So it sounds like you've got it down to a science at this point.
We're getting it down to an art.
It's kind of
hard to get to a science.
Yeah. Does there need to be any additional staff outlay?
It's not so much the absentees that get us. It's now same-day registrations. And that's what it takes up a lot of time that takes people off phones and other things as they do a same-day registration and then have them vote absentee as well.
Have a lot of people been trying to take advantage of that in Grand Rapids this year?
Yeah, it's been real steady over the last week or so, ever since the 14-day deadline, but it's been really busy over the last few days.
Tell me what you'll be paying attention to as the tabulation continues today and as you think of things that you might need to get ready for the general election in November.
Well, I think we're seeing what we need for frontline staff and for able to take calls for precincts. The presidential primary is always a little bit more of an enigma in a different kind of election because you don't know exactly how many Republicans, how many Democrats are going to show up or choose those ballot styles. So it's different every 4 years. So I'm trying to gauge of what the turnout and what people are excited about. And then, of course, Michigan's primary doesn't always stay in the same place. It did 4 years ago, but we've been in late February. We've been as late as late March. So it's kind of hard to tell. Plus, a lot of your seasoned workers are snowbirds.
Right. Is there anything that we can observe of ballot preference? Like, I don't know, maybe Republicans prefer absentee and Democrats prefer to vote in person?
No, I don't think we can judge any of that. It's so hard to do because we're giving out Democratic ballots doesn't mean those are Democrats voting, same vice versa, that 4 years ago, or other elections. So just because someone gets a Republican ballot doesn't mean they're necessarily a Republican or vice versa.
Anything else that you've observed today as the voting began this morning and over the lunch hour?
I think the only thing is this election is different because people have to choose a Republican or a Democratic ballot. And it's frustrating for voters because, they don't want to have that expressed out loud or anything in writing expressing that. And so just getting them to know that they're just making a preference for this ballot and it doesn't register them for a party.
What are you telling people who still have questions about the process?
Yeah, we like to guide people to michigan.gov/vote so they can see where their polling location is. They can see a sample ballot on that location. They can also see a map of where their precinct is.
Just before we let you go, what's your best guess about when results might be ready?
Well, we have equipment that has cell phone modems. So as soon as they close a tabulator at a precinct, they run the totals tapes and then they plug in a modem and that modems the results to the county and the city.
So pretty quickly after the polls close tonight, you think?
It can be for the precinct. I'm not sure on absentees, but precinct ballots are usually starting showing up about 8:20, 8:30.
Joel, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Joel Hondorp is the city clerk in Grand Rapids. We have one more stop to make today in Bloomfield Township and clerk Jan Ronselli. She told us it's not just the precincts that are busy today. It's the clerk's office, too.
We have been registering people to vote over the counter all day. And that's kind of exciting. They're first-time voters, and they're all ages, all ages. They've just moved here or they've been here and they haven't registered yet, but they're voting absentee over the counter. And, of course, that's allowed when they register to vote on Election Day. This way they come here, they show us proof of residency, we register them, then we issue them a ballot and they vote it right here and they're good to go, and however they want to vote the next time, whether they go to the polls or absentee, they're good. And they're not in the hustle and bustle of the precinct and where you have to hold up the line to put them in the unlisted category there. No, because they don't come up on the computer because they're not registered.
Do you know how many absentee ballots have been cast so far for the township?
We issued, as of last night, like 7,900, and that was just an absentee. The first batch we brought in was 6,200 into the absentee room, and we have a second batch going in shortly. So, and then the lines are steady at all my precincts. So there are still people who love going to the polls, and that's where they want to be. And that's an exciting thing, too. You know, it's a social occasion, and it's democracy at its height.
Did you decide to hire any extra staff to handle this?
For the AVs, yes, I have a very large part-time absentee staff. I have one person, she's full-time during the elections, and then we have four other people who come in part-time to assist her. But we've had to spend numerous hours here. I'm going to tell you, particularly all the people who came in who had a Democratic ballot and wanted to spoil it because of their candidate being out of the race, we probably did over 500 of those, or about 500.
We've talked to you before about the fears among many city and county clerks in Michigan that this year's tabulation was just going to be a really, really uphill battle. How would you say things are going as of right now?
We are climbing the uphill battle right now, and it's a slow rise because our number, we have 50% more absentee ballots than we did at this time in 2016. And we're pretty high. Bloomfield Township has a very high rate of absentee voters, even though we're smaller than some of the larger communities. So that's more that we're doing in that room than we've ever done before in a presidential primary. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take us today. I gave them a goal of, you know, how they had to work at those tables because it's opening the ballots that takes all the time to get them out of the envelopes and separating them and then giving them to the, if you have the tabulators there or you have a high speed, the manual labor of preparing the ballots to be scanned. That's what takes all the time. And that is an uphill battle because I don't know that with the increased amount of people requesting absentee ballots, I don't think you can feasibly do it in a 10 or 12 hour day anymore.
What's your best guess about when election results might be ready from Bloomfield Township?
Well, I'm hoping after 9 and maybe today closer to 10, but we'll have results. The polls will come in immediately at 8 o'clock, okay? All of our tabulators have a modem transmission to Oakland County, and those results at the polls will come in immediately. It's the absentees that you probably won't get till after 9. And I hope that we're going to see some legislation before the August election that we can process, open the ballots, take them out of their envelopes, leave them in the secrecy sleeves on Monday, and then process them on Tuesday. That'll make such a difference.
Jan Ronselli, thank you for your time, and good luck today.
Thank you for calling.